I have two related confusions. What is the rationale behind the genocide that the Torah condones in reference to Amalek? I understand we have a God-based morality, but there still has to be a rationale behind why God would condone such a thing. If it is because they are inherently evil, then do they go to Gehenna? Second, regarding Ammon and Moab, how does it make sense to completely write off a nation because they didn't give us food and got someone to curse us? Notwithstanding the poor judgment, it seems as though the punishment, establishing that no man from that lineage has the ability to change his ways and cannot marry into the Jewish nation, does not fit the crime. I am sure we all did things in our life that are objectively comparable to their acts of apathy, so how does Hashem judge so decisively and permanently? Josh from North Miami Beach. Okay, the thing is like this. First of all, the Torah doesn't condone a genocide. It commands it. It commands us to wipe out the nation of Amalek. And the only explanation, rational explanation, is, like you said, that is God's will. God gave these people life, and He is the one who, if He wants to, could take away their lives. And He decided the way to take away their life was by commanding us to do it. And that is part of the Tikkun HaOlam. And the idea being that the evil that is at the root of the souls of Amalek because of what they did and because who they come from or whatever needs to be eradicated. And God chose us to be the ones to eradicate it. And there's really no other rational explanation. It's not necessarily a rational mitzvah. It's not something that we can understand. The rational part of it is that it applies also to the spiritual Amalek that exists within each and every one of us, that we have to eradicate that spiritual Amalek. But the eradication of the physical men, women, and children of Amalek can only be explained because that's God's will. God told us to do it. He has the right to tell us to do it because He's the one who gave these people life, and He can decide how it should be taken away. The other one is not a punishment to Ammon and Moab. It's that they exhibited, not because of what they did, but that what they did exhibited openly a pagam, a blemish in their spiritual genetic makeup. And it's not a punishment that they can't marry a regular Jew. They can convert, and they can be tzaddikim. But their lineage can't mix with the lineage of Jewish people. It is blemished. And that blemish passes on with spiritual heredity. It's no different than, again, it's not a rational thing. But in the physical world, there are genes that are passed on from one generation to another where people pass on diseases to their children. It's not a punishment to the child. The child didn't do anything wrong. But that is the fact of the matter, that blemish exists. And if the blemish is serious enough, then people better that person perhaps shouldn't get married and pass on that blemish to another generation. And if imagine the blemish would be that genetically somebody becomes a living atomic bomb. And if he marries a person from a certain line, then that would detonate and spread radiation over the entire world. So it's not a punishment for that person, but obviously it wouldn't be a good idea for that person to get married to somebody from that lineage and cause this terrible, destructive, deadly radiation. So here there's a spiritual radiation that would be caused because of the blemish that existed in these nations. They created it. It's not the fault of their children or future generations, but that's the fact. And therefore, they can't mix with the Jewish people. It would be a very destructive thing. It's not a punishment. It's a fact of nature, spiritual nature, and that's what the Torah is telling us. Same idea with a mamzer. The mamzer didn't do anything wrong, but he can't marry into regular Jewish people because his neshama mixing with the neshamas of regular Jews would be a very devastating, destructive thing. So it's like passing on a disease.